This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, we couldn't be happier than to have you in the house tonight. It's Kevin McCullough. It's live from New York. But tonight, we say a big happy thank you to Nashville for welcoming us into Music City, USA, the most important music city on the planet. And Radio Night Live is live and now heard, seen, watched, viewed, contemplated, argued with, at sometimes disputed by the good citizens of Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to a brand new Saturday night. So glad to have you with us. And I'm excited to be with you because not only do we have some very interesting headlines to discuss that relate to some of the biggest headlines from the week. And one of the things I like to do is to make sure that we have, that if there's any breaking news, that we're on top of it. That's one of the purposes of what we do with Radio Night Live. So if there's something that's new in the news, say on Saturday, that wasn't in the news, say on Friday, then we make sure that we've got it covered for you here at Radio Night Live. Now, the other part is we get to enjoy some lovely company with the ladies of the Ladies Lounge. Are you familiar with the ladies of the Ladies Lounge? Do you have a good time? That's what I thought. Yeah. Well, tonight we've got Kristen B. Tate back with us, who happens to be one of those young millennials. And those young millennials seem to, I don't know, they have lots of enthusiasm in the people that like them. Anyway, a wonderful, smart, brilliant mind. We always highlight in the Ladies Lounge the brilliant women of media, and I'm looking forward to having Kristen join us tonight. She wrote a book called Government Gone Wild that, from a libertarian perspective, argues for a lot of the same things I believe in terms of overreach of the government. And so she's going to join us from somewhere, some hidden bunker code secret haven that she's at the weekend before Valentine's Day in the Midwest. I'm not sure where this is, but she just said, I'm in Central Time Zone tonight. She lives here in New York. She's come on the show. She's been here, but we've never had the opportunity to welcome her from the location she's at tonight. So she's going to join us tonight. Okay, what else have we got? Let's go to the big board because there were some interesting things that were said last week. This last week there was some major news that broke from these characters here. Now, if you're listening on Wave Radio, you're wondering what I'm pointing to because on the big board there is a fake Donald Trump as portrayed by one Alec Baldwin. There's a fake Sean Spicer as portrayed by Melissa McCarthy, and there is a fake Kellyanne Conway in a bathrobe with soap on her shoulders for some reason in front of a Trump-Pence sign portrayed by, you know, that blonde girl on Saturday Night Live whose name I always forget. I'm sure that's just thrilling people to no end. But she does the Hillary, and now she does the Kellyanne Conway, and she actually does them pretty good. Anyway, some interesting news out about them. I'll get back to that in just a second. Now, this thing here in the middle on the big board, and I know that Nick's got a closer view of this. This is the juicy tidbit I want to talk about all night tonight. Because here's the thing. According to the Washington Examiner, they have unveiled a study that shows something very different than what we have been told by the media and the courts for the last 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago on this broadcast, there was great fear because the new travel ban had come into effect. And on this show 2 weeks ago, that very night, people were going, oh, my goodness, America has stopped existing because we're seven countries and we're not letting them in from these seven countries, and that means America is no longer in existence, which I never really understood that way of thinking at all. But at the very least, I thought maybe they're just exaggerating a bit. Well, it's been back and forth. Some very pouty attorneys generals in different places like Minnesota and Washington State, very liberal hideouts in the country, have been very, very angry. And they have threatened, we will hold the president accountable. Now, what they're holding him accountable to is worth asking. You know, what are you actually trying to accomplish? But there's been an undertone to all of this that has been basically been people willing to just wholesale disregard actual fact. And in fact, some people have now been lying about the facts as they exist. So this headline in the middle of the big board here from the Washington Examiner is a report that 72 of our convictions on terrorism charges since 9/11 have come from the Trump 7 countries. Now, we've been told, no, there's no terrorists coming from there. You guys are making this up. This is a bunch of hooey-fooey. It's a bunch of baloney. What's that Trump guy? Well, that Alec Baldwin guy playing the Trump. He's, you know, he plays the Donald Trump, and when he plays the Donald Trump, he, you know, he pouts. And he says stuff like, yeah, I'm Trump, and I'm an idiot, and I don't know what I'm doing. But the who's getting the last laugh? A brand new study shows 72 convictions of people coming from the Trump 7 is now how they're termed, which was really the Obama 7 because the Obama administration identified these. Maybe because, I don't know, they had 72 convictions on terrorism charges from those countries. Oh, and here's the other part. But not the refugees. No, not the refugees. Well, turns out there's 17 of the 72 minimum. There may be more. They're checking. But at minimum, 17 of the 72 that they have convicted, these are people that we found, we put handcuffs on, we dragged them to their jail cells, we gave them public defenders, or in some cases they hired very expensive ones, and at the end of the day they lost and went to prison for what? For being terrorists against the country that we live in. Thus far, the 72 that have been convicted, minimum of 17 of them came through the, fill in the blank, the refugee program. Now, we're supposed to think that we are bad people. We are supposed to believe that we are somehow Satan's elements by saying, let's check out the refugee program just to make sure that there's not any terrorists in the refugee program. Let's have a little bit more caution when we're talking about the refugee program. In fact, this last week, I posted this on, I don't have the graphic, but it was a headline from Drudge. I posted it on my social media. Bashar al-Assad, you know, the punk over in Syria that started this whole, you know, a lot of this mess? He said, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if there were thousands of terrorists in the refugee program headed to every country in the West, not just America. Well, we know that that was the case because when Paris got blown up, it was done by people who snuck in through the refugee program. And when people were doing things like driving trucks into innocent populations in Nice and in Berlin, it was what? It was people from the refugee program. What about the kid over at the Ohio State University? You remember the Ohio State University kid, the kid that drove his car into some people and then got out and had a big machete and he was trying to hack some people to death? That kid came through the refugee program and he happened to be from one of the Trump 7, which somehow the people that are arguing with the White House about whether or not we should have this little travel pause to reexamine our position, somehow they forgot that he was from one of the seven countries. So if you're like me and you're sick of people making excuses for people that are going to be let in here so that they can attack us, what do you do about it? So my question, the phone question I'm going to have going all night tonight, do you believe that it's likely that we're going to be attacked by people that have gotten through in the last couple of weeks? Do you, because from the Trump 7, by the way, the immigration numbers, that it's up 77%. 1,100 people combined have come from the seven countries over the last week. That's like a, that's more than a year's worth of people that normally come in from those countries. What's the hurry? Why are they paying exorbitant amounts of money to get airplane tickets to get in? Do you believe that it's likely that we're going to be attacked? Or that someone's going to at least try to attack us? 888-340-3373. When I get into the nuts and bolts of what this study reports, if you don't have steam coming out of your ears, there's something wrong with you. Kevin McCullough, we're also on Facebook Live tonight, but we're always on Biz Television and great radio stations coast to coast. It is Radio Night Live. We're thrilled to have you with us. Keep it right here. Every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, and of course, repeating, 11 to 1 on Biz TV.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. The Hot Sardines, that is the house band here on Saturday nights, and we're glad you're with us. And can I just say thank you to the wonderful people of Nashville, Tennessee? And I want to know how you say it. Is it Nashville or is it Nashville? Nashville, Tennessee, Channel 42. I think it's 42.5 on the digital side. WLLC-TV. We are in your households now, and I am so grateful. I love Nashville, by the way. I've spent a lot of time in that town, and it is one of the, funner a word? It's one of the funner places to be. And we always have a good time when we're there. But thank you to those that are welcoming us now, because it is going to be, like I said, a great time in the days to come that we get to be with you on Saturday nights. And couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Now, we've got Facebook Live going tonight, too, where you can actually go to my social media page and on Facebook, and you can see the video. And in watching the video, you can also type back your feedback on what we're doing and so forth. So I would encourage you to join us there as well. We love having the feedback go around. And when you are, in fact, talking to us, we love to chat back. And if I don't get to you until the commercial break, don't feel bad, because it's hard to talk to you and to type and to do all of that stuff simultaneously. So anyway, grateful to have you with us tonight, and thank you for being here. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. I want to go, first of all, we have some breaking news. According to numerous reports, and they all seem to be pinned within the last hour, we're doing some double checking, not only news reports, but also seeing where people are posting on the social media, and it looks like within the last hour, North Korea test fired a missile. Now, they do this regularly just to get on our last nerves. I mean, this is not unusual for the North Koreans. They're not well behaved. They sometimes make a lot of trouble and stay in a lot of trouble. And so we're not totally surprised that this happened. But if anything comes more of that, we will make sure that you know that as well. But I want to get back to this report that has now surfaced. Drudge had it up linked in his top story from the National Examiner all day. But it was a report that came out today that there were 72 individuals that all stemmed from the what's now being termed by the press as the Trump 7. Okay? So it's all from the Trump 7 countries. I think Nick, you've got a map for those watching on Biz TV. We can show you exactly who those people are. But you've got Libya, Sudan, Yemen, Somalia, Iran, Iraq, and Syria. Now Iraq and Syria are just complete hellholes, right? So there's in the places where ISIS controls, there is no civilization. There is no government. You know, now Iraq as a country still has a formal government, and they're holding control around Baghdad. But in the upper northern area, Mosul and some of those areas, they have just been decimated. Syria practically doesn't exist anymore. And in the places where ISIS had run everything over, they had all of their records gone, completely destroyed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's those two countries. So you can understand if someone's coming from them, and we have incidents of high fraudulent passports being made. ISIS has said, we've got a passport machine. They know how to make passports. They're making a lot of fake passports. Bashir al-Assad says, we've seen those fake passports. There's a lot of people going west using fake Syrian and Iraqi passports that ISIS is making. You don't have to have records. You just show up. Oh, look at this. I got the passport. Boom. So that we know that's going on. In Iran, we know that even just this last week, the mullahs are out there going, okay, let's chant death to America, death to America, death to America. And when they needed a break from that, death to Israel. You know, it's what are we confused? We don't think they mean what. Well, you know, Kev, you know, in the halls of Berkeley, I can see the conversation going down. Yes, I think it's a symbolism for, you know, modern experience. And what we're talking about is, you know, they're not meaning exactly America. Okay, so, yeah, they're hanging Trump in effigy. It's death to America, and we're not supposed to believe that either. This is all according to the courts that ruled this last week. Then you've got, put the map back up there, Nick. You've got these other countries that are equally problematic. Yemen, for example, is under all-out civil war. There's no government there. But the Shias are trying to defeat the Sunnis to see who gets to have Yemen as an oil field and as a great big fat terrorist operation base. So again, another hellhole. There's nothing of benefit being accomplished in that country. It's just a bunch of terrorists that are trying to kill each other to then become the super terrorist power of the world. And then the other three that you've got there on the African continent, Libya, well, we know ISIS has been moved in there since at least Benghazi, which was, what, 9/11, 2012? So that's 4 years that they've started gaining foothold. Sudan, they started killing off all Christians and everybody that was in there, hence the creation of the country South Sudan. And Somalia, which of the more well-known cases that we knew of people that had used the refugee program coming here, the Minnesota mall stabber, there was another incident, I'm forgetting exactly the location, but we knew of two Somali terrorists that used refugee programs, got here, committed a terrorist act. So this is what we knew before today's report came out. Okay, so today's report comes out, and the Washington Examiner has it, and they've got it linked. But since 9/11, 72 individuals from these seven countries, not other countries, just these seven countries. There may be other terrorists that we've caught coming from elsewhere, but we know that 72 have come from these seven countries. And this would have been, these countries are the ones covered by President Trump's extreme vetting executive order. They have been convicted of terrorism with since between 9/11 and now. Okay? So it's the seven countries in question. It's the same seven countries Obama said we needed to watch. It's the same seven countries that Donald Trump said, okay, if Obama said we should be watching these, and we've got people coming in, and there's fake passports floating around, and we can't really account for them, then we should do it. The courts, the attorneys general and a couple of these liberal states immediately say, no. You're denying them human rights. So you can't put a pause on anything. Even though you can, I'll show you in the law in just a second where it says exactly what you can do as president. But then it goes to the court. The court sides with the attorneys general and says, well, you know, he was campaigning on a Muslim ban. He's xenophobic. He's a racist. The president's racist. We're the Ninth Circuit. We just think that he is. We're not even going to look at the language of the law, the law or the executive order. We're just going to say he's a racist and say, nope, he can't do it. And the big argument that they made in those cases was that what you have here is a series of countries where terrorism isn't generating from. Well, now we've just gone back into the records and found 72 convictions. 72 convictions. There may have been more that were put on trial, but 72 of them got convictions. And at least 17 thus far came as refugees.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More breaking news tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us from Radio Night Live in New York, and we are always thankful to have you tagging along. The has been an earthquake in the Philippines today, and the North Koreans have fired a test missile into the Eastern Sea. It is significant only from this perspective. They regularly do this to create provocative reaction. Under weaker administrations, it has generally worked to their advantage. It will be interesting to see how the United States' government responds to this, and we will take it from there and let you know as we know more throughout the evening. But thank you for being with us. Here is the here's the topic of the night. Now that we know, according to a new report that's been released. And the numbers, let me just give you some statistics. The numbers come from the Center for Immigration Studies. And they calculated the numbers for the convicted terrorists of the Trump 7. 20 of them came from Somalia. Yemen had 19 of them. Iraq had 19 of them. Syria had 7 of them. Iran had 4. Libya had 2. And Sudan had 1. So here you have, across the board, all 7 countries since 9/11 contributing to 72 convictions of terrorism-related charges from the 7 countries that we were continually told over and over and over again, there's no evidence that there's any terrorist activity coming from those countries. That's what the Attorney General of the state of Washington said. That's what the Attorney General from the state of Minnesota said. The other states that joined in, all of my liberal friends started laughing at us. How come we're banning people from those countries? There's not even any evidence that there's any terrorism coming from there. And I just remind you, it was the Obama people that said these were the 7 spots that we needed to be watching. And unsatisfied with the current vetting procedures that had been in place, the American people elected a president to specifically address this. This was something he campaigned on. This was not some big surprise out of the blue. Oh, my goodness, No. He said, we're going to get stronger vetting processes in place. Now, the immigrant terrorists lived in at least 16 different states. Of the 72 people that came and have now been convicted on terrorism charges, here's where they've lived the most. New York had 10 of them. Minnesota had 8 of them. California had 8 of them. Michigan had 6. Ironically, Minnesota was one of the states suing to block Trump's order to pause entries. 33 of the 72 individuals from the 7 terror-associated countries were convicted of very serious terror-related crimes and were sentenced to at least 3 years of prison. Crimes included use of a weapon of mass destruction, conspiracy to commit a terror act, material support for a terrorist or a terror group, international money laundering conspiracy, possession of explosives or missiles. We're not talking about, somebody that just wrote something angry on their Facebook page. Unlawful possessions of machine guns. The Washington Examiner writes that in dismissing the Trump executive order, San Francisco's Ninth Court of Appeals also said the government has pointed to no evidence that any alien from any of the countries named in the order has perpetrated a terrorist attack in the United States. So that's what the Ninth Circuit said. And what do we have? 72 convictions of 72 individuals that actually did attempt terrorist activity. Proponents of the president's ban said that the findings should provide the Justice Department with the evidence they need to win their case. All right, so 888-340-3373. Here's what I want to know. Do you believe, because in the moments that they undid the ban by the courts, from that very moment, coming in from those countries, the populations of air travel exploded. They've had 77% increases in travel from those countries listed in the Trump 7. Do you believe that's an acceleration of a terrorist attack, or at least the potential of it? 888-340-3373. I just want to talk to you about this. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, the judge also said that the president doesn't have the right to make this call. The judges have the right to review. When we come back, I've got the print of the law that I want you to see if you're watching on TV, and if not, I'll read it to you. The exact wording of the U.S. Law code that gives him the power to decide who comes and who doesn't. 888-340-3373. Are we going to be attacked? What does your hunch tell you? 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough coming back. It is Radio Night Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
604-257.
So glad you're with us. Welcome. It is New York. There's a shot of Times Square. Kind of eerily dark for those of you watching on Biz TV. Normally there's a lot more lights coming from the TKTS booth there, but it's, I don't know, kind of on the dark side. Maybe it's all this Darth Vader stuff. I don't know. Are they coming to get us? Have you? Honestly, I just want to know. Have you had a thought in the back of your mind? I wonder if a terrorist has slipped across our security spots with the poor vetting procedures we have in place right now. 888-340-3373. I've wondered that. I've wondered if in the last couple of weeks, if we didn't have a little bit of leniency that was going to allow people to get in. This was before we saw this report come out that was put together by the Center for Immigration. It's not like it's some, Fox News group that's like, we've made this stuff up, which I don't think Fox does anyway. But the Center for Immigration put the numbers together. 72 people have come from the Trump 7 and been convicted of terrorism charges. And not small ones. I just read you the whole list in the last segment. 888-340-3373. Let's start with Southersburg, Indiana. Dave is calling us on line 3. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Wait a minute. Before you tell me anything, where is Southersburg? I've never heard of Southersburg.
It's Sellersburg. It's 10 minutes north of the Kennedy Bridge, Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. Gotcha. So you're picking us up out of Louisville tonight on the great AM 970, The Answer. Love that station. Thank you so much. Okay, so what's your thought?
My thought is any terrorists that do make it into this country, since this 9th District has blocked this executive order, as far as I'm concerned, the blood will be on their hands if anyone is harmed from any terrorists coming out of these countries. And they should be liable. Victims or the victim's family should be able to sue these obstructionist judges for allowing it to happen.
I like that idea, actually. I think there's a lot of merit to that, Dave, because you have the president basically on TV protesting, saying, guys, we're in trouble. There's dangerous stuff going on out there. And I got to think, Dave, the president knows more than the judges do in terms of the threats that are in existence right now.
Well, it seems to me there's going to have to be some real consequences to stop this type of obstruction of presidential power, or it's just going to keep going on his whole term.
Yeah, no, I got right, they've drawn the lines. They're definitely gunning for a war the whole 4 years. Thanks for the call and thanks for listening to us tonight out of Louisville on AM 970. The Answer. Love that station and great people there in Louisville, Kentucky. Let me show you something from the U.S. Law Code. It speaks directly to what Dave just said. He said that the obstructionist judges are putting limits on the presidential power. Normally, I'm not too excited about any branch of government having a lot of power, but I want you to see with your own eyes this little piece of the U.S. Code, and I'll read it for those of you listening by way of radio. This is U.S. Code 1182, and it deals with inadmissible aliens. The exact wording of the law says this: whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such a period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions that he may deem to be appropriate. Now, let me point out something very clear in that text. It says that he, the president, may, how? By consent of the people? No. By consent of the Congress? No. By the consent of the courts? Heck no. It says that he may, by proclamation. There is no other review. The issue of letting aliens into the country is a right entirely unto the executive branch. That he may, by proclamation, and for such a period of time as who deems necessary? The Congress? No. The courts? No. We the people? No. We the people are represented in who we elected to the office. But it says very clearly, and I'll put the thing back up on the screen for those of you on television again. It says that he, the president, by proclamation, will for such a period as he deems necessary, impose or suspend the entry or the rights of entry on all aliens, any class of aliens, immigrants, non-immigrants, that he deems to be appropriate, because it is the exact purview of the president. Those three judges in the Ninth Circuit Court should be disbarred. This is how bad that they are. They don't know how to read the law. Which is why, if this does go to the Supreme Court, don't be shocked if it gets overturned 8-0. Because The Ninth Circuit is so bad that even the liberals on the Supreme Court regularly overturn them. And 8 out of every 10 decisions the Ninth Circuit makes gets overturned by the Supreme Court. You have to have liberal judges helping with that. That Supreme Court hadn't been very conservative for very long. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Alexander, watching us in Los Angeles tonight on Biz TV. Alexander, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for your call. What's your thought?
Well, the problem is that, according to the FBI, we don't have the personnel to vet all these people that are coming in. Number one, and as far as the judge is concerned, who is going to pay for all these people that are coming in? You know, I don't want it in my backyard.
Frank, Alexander, does it bother you at all that we've now produced a report that indicates 72 convicted terrorists have come from those seven countries?
That illustrates my point.
Yeah.
That we don't have enough people to vet all these people because we don't have no intelligence on any one of these people that are coming in from overseas.
Alexander, where are you from originally?
I was raised in Mexico City.
Okay. Well, we are grateful that you are here and that you love this country and that you want to be safe just like the rest of us. Thank you for your call tonight. It's Kevin McCullough. It's a busy night. We are live from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
glad you're with us live from New York every Saturday night. It is Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. That would be me. I'm the aforementioned Kevin McCullough. Powered by Kevin McCullough Radio, you can check out my daily broadcast if you can get it live on a station near you. But we've got all the listings of how you can hear that at TheBingeThinker.com. But it's on great radio networks and stations across the country. We love our folks at KMET in Los Angeles, the AM 970, The Answer in New York, and many, many places in between. But on Saturday nights, we get together, and we do it on television with the help of Biz TV, and we are thankful for their partnership. So far, 100,000 people have passed by the video on Facebook Live tonight that we have had up, and we're grateful for that audience tonight as well. Those of you that are coming there and leaving your comments, I'm seeing them, I'm liking them, I'm trying to respond. I've got a lot to do in the commercial break, so that's sometimes hard to do. And I'm grateful for the partnership of one Mike Lindell and MyPillow. We could not do this broadcast if it were not for the good people of MyPillow. And I just want you to know that he has got the four-pack that is the best price on the pillow you're going to get anywhere. In fact, I was on someone's Facebook page the other day, and they were saying, what's the best way to improve your sleep? And I said, how long do you got? And I think I put like 8 or 9 paragraphs on there about why the MyPillow would change their sleep. But literally, my entire staff uses them. Many of them love the company so much they help advocate for them when they're not here at the office as well. It is just an amazing piece of technology. And he is going to give you 4 pillows for the least amount of money you're going to find anywhere when you use my phone number, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. But you get 40% off the best price possible. And that's a queen or king premium. A second and 2 go anywhere travel pillows. Now those things have saved my life. I've traveled internationally. I've used one on flights. I've still gotten into REM cycle sleep. But friend, seriously, the first night I used it, REM cycle sleep, and MyPillow, Mike Lindell. All of it's made in the U.S. He employs 1,100 employees. He's making 25,000 pillows a day. He has sold more than 29 million pillows in 10 years. And he is giving a large amount of that money back into charitable causes to help things like free kids out of sex trafficking, to feed kids that are hungry all over the world, and to help with revitalizing the inner cities of America. Friends, you want to make America better and the world better and get better sleep? Buy a MyPillow. In fact, get the 4-pack, because when you dial 1-800-506-2641, you're going to get the best price possible. And Mike Lindell guarantees the pillows. He'll give you money back, 60 days, 10-year warranty on all pillows that you purchase. 800-506-2641. Okay, real quickly, let me get to Walt in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Walt, thanks for holding on. What's your thought?
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Walt.
The only possible explanation for the liberal Democrats opposing Trump's efforts to protect the country is that obviously they're part of a treasonous fifth column that's not the
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCpaininfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Food and Drug Administration.
Why the world is today, you've got to...